This is kissing men like a long walk home when the music stops.
Hey, this is Erin Moran from A Girl Called Eddie, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
On Saturday, July 22nd, turn out or tune in to Wave Farm for a day of percussion at the Marimba Tree in celebration of Charles Staub's Churl Proscenium. Charles Staub's Churl Proscenium will be the 13th installation at Wave Farm's Art Park. And on Saturday, July 22nd, it'll be inaugurated from noon to 6 p.m. with a day of percussionist performances. Those percussionists include Lisa Stoneberg and Leah Bowden, Zuki Legba and special guests, Chris Corsano and Bobby Previtt. And Saturday, July 22nd's performances are part of Upstate Art Weekend, which is at Wave Farm and many other.
And upon the time that we spend together before this audience.
Wherever life has found you at, remember, there's a purpose to it all. Purpose to it all. When you look back over again, it was greater than your fall. The trials that you face are factored in this plan. In the end, you will win, 'cause you're in God's hand.
Purpose to it all.
Sometimes our purpose is filled
have to process our ways, our shame, in our Gethsemane when our souls cry. In my defense, I reply, I'm being crushed. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for those that are called according to his purpose. There's a purpose to it all. I'm being crushed and
there is a purpose to it all. When you look back over your life, is greater than before. The trials that you face in his plan, in the end you will win because you're in God's hands. Yes, Lord, yes, hallelujah. You're not in God's hands, that's where you want to be. Listen, you're listening to The Bright Side. This is Pastor Kim, the perpetual optimist, and there is a bright side somewhere, and it is right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Hey, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services, how are you today?
I am doing well and enjoying the summer, and as I hope all of our Brightside listeners are doing as well.
Amen. I hope all are enjoying the summer, and I hope you're enjoying the summer for me. I am stuck in an apartment packing up, spending my summer days in here cleaning out closets and getting rid of stuff, downsizing stuff for my mama. And I thought about that. I said, man, I couldn't be doing this in the winter. Well, summer, and I'm missing these beautiful days. But I praise God for the ability and the opportunity to be of service to my mom. And so we're going to keep plugging away. We're going to keep plugging away. Amen. Maybe in the winter, I'll go someplace where there's some sun and sand. We recover the summer of 2023. But do you know today is Gorgeous Grandma Day? Yes, that's what I saw in one of these things. National Gorgeous Grandma Day. So to all you gorgeous grandmas out there, happy your day. Yes, Lord, yes. I tell you, being a grandmother is one of the greatest joys in my life. Amen. Being a grandparent is one of the greatest joys we can have, especially when they turn out right. And if we still pray them through, amen, we thank God for the power of prayer. Amen. Praise be to God. Well, beloved, we are here with music, with a message for the heart, the mind, and soul. That's what we do. We have music that we have with you in mind. Oh my gosh, I thank God for the lineup today. We have Overcomers, but it's not Miss Mandisa today. It's Shonda Nakay featuring Abel Tungu from Zambia. We have Overcomers. He did it for me. Gotta believe. When I pray, joy is coming. Something good, believer. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So we want you to listen and be blessed. Oh, and I want to remind you that we are in the WGXC Summer Pledge Drive. And you can go online to wgxc.org/donate. You can send a donation in through Wave Farm at WGXC, care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23 in Acre, New York, 12405. And, you know, we're also asking that you would send out to your social media links and tell them, hey, the pledge drive for Wave Farm and WGXC is going on. And would you be a part of it with me? All right. No gift is too small. No gift is too big. Right. The goal is $5,000 a month. So help us out. We're 3/4 of the way there or more. And we're looking to get some more sustaining partners today. So will you think about it, pray about it, and then do something about it? All right. Pledge drive, summertime, WGXC. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist on Gorgeous Grandma Day, saying, take it away, Brother Andrew. Overcomers. Here we go. Here we are. Let's do this.
Saw me when I was nothing. You made me something. I heard your voice tell me come near. Your spirit said no fear. Oh, in the valley of death, Lord, I have seen the light. I have tasted your goodness. I have seen your might. There will be no more battles. You have won or fight. Took the wrongs of my past so you can make things right.
We are overcomers.
We are overcomers. Victory is in us. Jesus made us clean up.
We are overcomers.
We are overcomers. Victory is in us. Jesus made us clean
up. Okapakare jingwetena satana kutawa. Siya tukna mpwena within an hour. Kwenye turu kushanya femo victory. Pete ukufazo mnyari wakore za mwitori.
Iwe mwingate.
Pere David, makamu pere nine. Makamu pere Moses, makamu pere nine. Few mamu pere Job, few mamu pere nine. O wuchingo waka Daniel, nero mbabube parine. Koma ufunyo wutarine, mwafishapa notudi. Ni mwama sariri, atikea kesa vomunyodi. Your blessings follow me, yere itai kafe. Mwadindu rama bato, satana tari kafe. Mwona pito kutapa tapa, yonsa ama yes. My memories, yandifia fulamo mati yes. Denu kisa ansara, but na ore sa. Koma mshenseka, seka fenda chensa.
You saw me when I was nothing. You made me something. I heard your voice tell me come near. Your spirit said no fear. Oh, in the valley of death, Lord, I have seen the light. I have tasted your goodness. I have seen your might. There will be no more battles. You have won or fight. Took the wrongs of my past so you can make things right.
We are overcomers.
From nothing to something, Mandela from no part to some part. Hey, John Tanjari, Rapache, Chalanari, Mona Povu, Kuru,
when somebody saw me when I was nothing, you made me something. I heard your voice tell me, come near. Your spirit said, no fear. Oh, in the valley of death, Lord, I have seen the light. I have have tasted your goodness, I have seen your might. There will be no more battles, you have won or fight. Took the wrongs of my past so you can make things right.
We are overcomers.
We are overcomers.
For me.
just one page in my story. And if I keep breathing, and if I keep believing, it's gonna work out like I knew it would. I'm feeling stronger than I thought I could. There's a rainbow behind the clouds, the sun is bursting out. Oh, it's gonna work out like I knew it would. Yeah. I've been stronger than I thought I could. There's a rainbow behind the clouds, the sun is bursting out. Just believe, you gotta believe.
Find a way to get through, break through, heal you. Struggles, they last, and as time pass, it's been one thing after the other. And oh, I don't always know the right way. No, I don't always know what to say. But all I know is something happens when I pray. Forward and I see a fork in the road. Hell if I know which way to go. I feel so long, life is so, so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech. I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something.
Never too busy for me. be shaken. We will not be moved. For the Lord is beside us. With Him we cannot lose. Though the shadow surrounds us, we will fear no evil. We'll trust in the Lord with our hearts and in Your joy.
Y'all ready to go, Columbia? Let's go!
Though the night may seem weary, joy is coming, coming, coming in the morning. All praise You, Jesus. I know joy is coming. Yes, joy is coming.
Hey, everybody, come. Yo, hey, everybody, come. Yo, hey. If you know that joy is here tonight, let's raise it again.
We will not be shaken.
Hey, say we will not be moved.
We will not be moved.
For the Lord is beside us.
Beside us.
Hey, with Him we can.
With Him we cannot lose.
Though the shadows surround us, we will fear no evil.
We will fear no evil.
But this will be our response. We're gonna trust in the Lord. Together. See,
though the night
joy is coming, coming. All praise to King Jesus. Cause I know joy is
coming.
Come on, if you know that joy is here, sing though the night may
seem
weary. Joy is coming, coming. Cause I know joy is coming.
Yes, joy is coming.
Everybody, come on. We can make it through a fortnight, but joy is coming in the morning. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, wake up. Wake up. Joy is here.
Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands now. Your light can drown out darkness and bring our joy to light. We won't submit to sorrow. Our joy is coming in the morning. In the morning.
Can we make this confession tonight, Columbia? Say,
your light can drown our darkness and bring our joy.
We are listening to WTXC 90.7 FM, Agra Hudson, Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, the perpetual optimist. Joy is coming. Joy is here because there's a bright side somewhere right here on WGXC with me. Yes, joy is coming. Don't know how long the night season may be, but don't get weary in the well-doing. Joy is coming. This is Todd Galbraith featuring Travis Green on that one. We've got some more back-to-back, Something Good, Anthony Brown and Therapy, Believer by Rhett Walker. And then after that, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. You don't go nowhere. Stay right here on WDXB with me.
Joy is coming, coming, coming in the morning. All praise to King Jesus.
Cause I know joy is coming.
Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Say, throw
the night
away. Joy is coming, coming.
Joy is coming.
Cause I know joy is
coming. Yes, joy is coming.
Let's go.
Your light can drown out darkness and bring our joy to life. We won't submit to sorrow. Our joy is coming in the morning.
Come on, help some believers in the room tonight. Say,
in the morning.
Let's go, 12.
Yeah.
joy is coming, coming, coming in the morning. All praise to King Jesus.
Cause I know joy is,
I know joy is coming. Yes, joy is coming.
Somebody shout in this room. Shout like you believe it. Shout like your weeping makes over. Shout like joy is your promise.
A bit different now, now that my heart's been found. Nothing really feels the same. I hold my head a bit higher, I lift my voice a bit louder. Yeah, something inside has changed.
I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer. Cause I've been set free. I am a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singing, testifier, cause I've been redeemed. I am a believer. I am a believer.
I know this is not my home, I know I don't walk alone. No matter what comes my way, I have peace through the trouble, I have joy through the struggle. Now my hope's in a brighter day.
I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer. Cause I've been set free. I am a gospel preacher, heart on fire, sing and testify it. Cause I've been redeemed. I am a believer. Oh, I am a child of the Father. An orphan no longer. No doubt about who I am. I'm in the
always darkest before the dawn. Something good is going to happen. Yes and yes. Well, beloved, I'm here with my spiritual social commentary for today. And I want to talk about prayer. If I knew I was going to talk about this, I would have switched the lineup a little bit to say, "When I Pray" by Doe. In the end of it, she says that her daddy told her that something happens when you pray. Well, Pastor Kim is here to tell you, beloved, those who know and those who don't, yes, something happens when we pray. I was inspired by my devotional this morning in a Daily Bread. It said in Philemon 1, verse 4, "I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers." I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers. And I tell you, this is so true. I have come to know and to appreciate prayer and appreciate those who pray. Pray for me, pray for others, pray for situations. That is what we do. When I came into the knowledge of the power of prayer, beloved, it changed my life. And it was the power of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ that he made a way for us to connect with God the Father through what he had done. And that make us as one in him and one in the Father, because he just did it all. He took care of the penalty of sin and the penalty of death. He took care of the separation between us and God, where we can approach God and we can come in faith, not in fear of being slain or punished or rebuked, but we can come in faith in his love for us. There is a devotional in the today's Daily Bread that says, "Remember in Prayer." And it talks about this gentleman who in 2021, he was 100 years old, and he was honored by the Queen of England with an award that was given to British men and women. This gentleman had been giving out Bibles for people. He had given out 1,000 Bibles in his lifetime. And he kept a record of everyone who received a Bible from him. And he prayed for them regularly. He believed in the faithfulness of prayer, and prayer as a powerful tool, a powerful weapon, a powerful force. Hallelujah. And you don't even have to be in the presence of the people that you're praying for. I know I have some people out there that know that's the truth. It goes on in this devotional to talk about how the Apostle Paul, who was responsible for writing like 2/3 of the New Testament, how in his letters, many of his writings, letters to different people and letters to different congregations, and how he would always let them know that he was regularly praying for them, that in praying for them, he would be giving God thanks for them. He said this about Philemon. He said about Timothy, who was a young man who had faith, raised up in a household with mama and daddy and grandma. And Paul specifically mentions the faith that Timothy's grandmother and mother had such a great impact on Timothy's life. And he talks about praying for Timothy night and day constantly and remembering him in his prayers in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 3. He talks about his prayers for the church in Rome, and he emphasized remembering them in his prayers constantly and at all times, beloved. Amen. And he, hallelujah, talked about different prayers and different relationships with other churches as well. Ephesians, the church of Ephesus, and Thessalonica, the letter to the Thessalonians, and he was just prompted to pray. And so are we, and so am I. We are prompted by the power of the Spirit of the Lord God that we ought to pray and not faint. We ought to pray without ceasing, pray for one another, and pray for those in leadership and authority. He tells us we can pray for those who have committed sins, even against us, and pray for those who are sick and in need of healing. Oh, I believe in the power of prayer, beloved. And I just wanted to share just a couple of the different types of prayer to help you to pray. And I always say, you know, you can't go into a cookbook and look for a chicken recipe in the turkey section. You got to go to the right section, right? And it is with prayer sometimes. And sometimes different prayers will overlap. But we ought to know when we're praying for petition, when we are asking God, we're in need of a specific thing. We are in need of healing or needing guidance or need of protection or need of a material blessing. And we're petitioning God. We're asking God to do it. Intercessory prayer is when we are praying on behalf of others and asking for their healing and their blessing, and we're supporting them in their needs through our prayers. We pray with thanksgiving and gratitude, thanksgiving prayers. We find those all through the Bible as well, particularly in the Psalms. And this is a form of prayer that expresses gratitude and thankfulness to God for his blessings and good fortune and positive experiences. And listen, it can be a Thanksgiving prayer that, Lord, I got a parking spot if I'm in New York City, or, you know, Lord, I thank you that it could have been worse, or as things are as good as they are for me. Give God thanks in all things, beloved. He knows how to work whatever is not good for good. We have confessional prayers, beloved. We can confess that we have sinned, we have made a mistake, that we've fallen short, and we're seeking forgiveness, and we're repenting. We're saying, God, I'm sorry, and I'm going to turn from that, and I'm going to turn towards you, and I'm going to trust you to help me to be better today than I was yesterday. Yes, repentance is required. It's really necessary. We just can't keep going back to God in the same way and the same thing over and over again. At some point, we need to be praying and saying, God, forgive me. I keep messing up. I keep making that mistake, but I want to be better. And we repent. Meditation, yes, it's not just for Middle Easterners. The Bible tells us to pray and meditate. And meditation or contemplative prayer is a prayer that focuses on inner stillness and silence. We sit before the Lord and we get still. We don't just come with a honey-do list and a Christmas wish list to God, but we sit still in the presence of God, listening and contemplating what we might be receiving. It might be the remembrance of something or someone that was amiss that we need to make amends with, or something or someone that we need to connect with, or something or someone that we need to help out. Yes, beloved, contemplation and meditative prayer is important, and it helps deepen our spiritual connection and understanding. Then we have praise and worship prayer, and that's when we're admiring and we're reverencing God and we're adoring God and we're just pouring out on God words of affirmation of his goodness and his greatness and the divine power and the divine grace, and we just get all caught up in that. And that's another form of prayer. And then we have the benediction, the invocation prayer, where we are praying at the beginning or end of a religious gathering, where we're invoking God's blessings as we gather and blessings as we depart, and we're seeking God's guidance as we gather and guidance as we depart. And prayers of surrender, the type of prayer that involves letting go of our personal will and submitting to the divine will of God. Yes, beloved, there's prayers for surrender. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give, the songwriter said. I will ever love and trust him and in his presence daily live. We have prayers of faith that are rooted in a strong belief and trust in God's ability to answer requests and provide support. And the prayers of faith avail much, beloved. We have laments where we express our grief and sorrow or distress, and we seek God for comfort and relief. Hallelujah. We have mantras that, you know, we often say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And that's a mantra. Mantras, prayers are found in Eastern practices, Buddhism and the such, and people do chants. But in the body of Christ, we also have mantras and we do chants. And this involves repeating a sacred word or phrase to focus our mind and achieve our spiritual progress. And then there are prayers of silence, and that's just sitting still and being receptive and allowing for God to speak into us or speak to us or give us what we ought to say in a given moment or a given situation. And I just gave you 12 different types of prayer. It's not that complicated. It becomes easier with practice. And there are people like me who are here to help. If you want to learn how to pray or make your prayers more focused, more impactful, enjoy your prayer time. It's not a drudgery or a labor, but it is a joy. to have impactful, effectual, effective prayers. Oh my God, it's just such a blessing to our soul, blessing to our world, blessing to our family, blessing to our community. I encourage you, beloved. Amen. This gentleman in the Daily Bread Devotional, he was intentional about praying for the people he was giving Bibles out to. I encourage you to be intentional about praying for your family, praying for your neighbors in your neighborhood, praying for your boss and your coworkers, your teachers in our school system, praying for those in leadership and authority. Oh my God, the power of prayer. I wish I had more time because I got so much more I could say. But it's time for me to move on to our final songs. Amen. So listen, I'm going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. And I say, Father, I thank you for those who are under the sound of my voice, those who are listening to our broadcast today. And I'm praying for each and every one of them. There's no coincidence. This is no accident. Lord, I pray that you would make yourself known to them in an area of their need that they cannot deny, God, hallelujah, and none can deny that God heard the prayer. Pray, oh God, that you get glory in their lives, glory in their story. I pray for open eyes, open ears, open hearts, God, to receive the divine, the message of the divine, the love of the divine, the guidance of the divine, your divinity, oh God, that leads and guides and keeps us even when we don't know we're being kept. I thank you, oh God, for all that you've done and what you're going to do. I give you praise now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Listen, beloved, it's going to be big. Yes, it is. It's going to be big. I'm going to have a little bit of Jekyll and Carr before we leave. My portion. Yes. Failure is not your portion. Sickness is not your portion. Come on here, somebody. Trust and believe God. He's the way maker. The line. Hallelujah. Get in line all the time and get your portion.
You never knew you would fail. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, years of pain, it is not your portion. Failure, it is not your portion. Sickness, it is not your portion. Poverty, it is not your portion.
I have to embrace the cross.
Be broken. You never knew you'd cry.
Grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. That's your portion. Yes, beloved, yes. We got good news. Listen, this is Pastor Kim, and I'm getting ready to get out of here. But I just want to say that in the Hudson City of Hudson, we have a group, brothers and sisters, that will be walking in our community. We haven't done our first walk yet. We believe that it'll be this Tuesday, and we're looking forward to it. We're watching and praying. We're watching and praying. The Word of God tells us to watch and pray. And in 1 Corinthians 16, I think it's verse 13, or it says to watch and stand firm in faith. Amen. And so that's what we're going to do. So if you see us out there in our purple shirts and you'd like to talk with us, we want to talk with you. You want prayer. That's what we're going to be there to do. And we just believe that God is going to help us help others as our presence and our prayers. All right. So, yeah, think about us. Pray for us as we go out. Praying for you. Remembering those who are less fortunate than we are. Whatever good thing we could do, whatever good deed, any good word we can share to help make the world a better place. Help somebody find out who Jesus Christ is and the love that God has for them. Let's be about it, all right? Let's be about our father's business. I'm getting ready to get out of here. I want to say happy birthday to all you babies. And listen, before or till we speak, I should say, or meet again, remember, no matter how great a day, no matter how dark the clouds in the sky may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. It's going to be bigger. I'm believing. I'm saying it. I'm decreeing it. I'm declaring it. This is JJ Harrison featuring Travis Green and Sister Ballard. Bigger. And we're out. Bigger, beloved. Believe for it.
Nothing, just chill. But if you're believing for a promise from God, lift your hands and receive it. Come on, receive it.
I believe every word you say,
and I receive.